An African asylum seeker who headed up and helped found an organization that brings together immigrant communities in Greater Portland to collaborate and share resources is being remembered today. Alen Nahamina died yesterday from complications of diabetes. Ed Morin has more.
Alen Nahimana came to the U.S. as an asylum seeker from Burundi in 2010. He was hired as coordinator of the Maine Immigrant Rights Coalition in 2013, and 4 years later, the Greater Portland Immigrant Welcome Center opened its doors. On Maine Calling in September of 2018, Nahimana explained that the idea for the center came from a realization that community organizations providing immigrant services lacked funding and had no infrastructure.
So the idea was to create a space, a center where people could share offices, could share meeting rooms, and could share infrastructure.
Center Finance and Operations Director Damaru Gaba, who co-founded the organization, says Nahimana believed that greatness could be achieved by working together and always went after big ideas and achievements.
And he always told me that if you set the bar to the sky, you're going to reach high. But if you set it low, then you limit yourself.
Another friend, Portland City Councilor Pius Ali, says Nahimana had a larger-than-life personality and knew how to connect with the business community.
And he knows how to engage everyone. He can sit at any table and equally engage in a very meaningful way.
In a written statement, First District Congresswoman Shelley Pinkry says Nahimana's legacy will live on, especially in the Welcome Center's initiative to identify and register thousands of immigrant voters in Maine. Center co-founder Rugaba says Nahimana's death is a big loss for the immigrant community in Maine and across the country. But he says Nahimana made sure that the center was built on a strong foundation with a staff and board that will continue the work he started.
And even goes higher than what he expected. We owe all of that to him.
The Immigrant Welcome Center says it will post a GoFundMe campaign on its Facebook page and website, and we'll have more information about plans to memorialize Alain Nahimana, who died on Sunday. He was 49. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Ed Morin.